remain standing for our gospel reading this morning, which is found from Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17, page 3 in the New Testament in your pew Bibles. The baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do yet you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The word of the Lord, of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's remain standing for our affirmation of faith, followed by the Gloria Patri. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting.
Amen.
Change of venue this morning. At the early service, Pastor Dennis asked if I might be able to assist him. I said I'd be more than pleased to. However, my talk's going to be a little different than what does baptism mean. You know, a lot of the movies that come out today, you'll have the movie, and then they'll go back and do a prequel or a prelude to that movie so you sort of understand what was going on. Baptism is what they were talking about. Prayer is the prelude. Prayer precedes everything, whether it's a holy, official church function, whether it's an effort of benevolence, a prayer for yourself, a prayer for others. No matter what the circumstances are, everything should begin with prayer. But when do we normally use prayer other than in church? When something goes wrong. Many times we seem to forget that essential idea that prayer is a daily, sometimes multi-daily or multi-times during the day occurrence that allows us to communicate directly with God. Now, you might say it's, for those of us in the computer era, it's a direct email to God. It's a one-on-one situation. It can certainly be shared. The prayers can be private They can be public. They can be specific. They can be general. They can fit whatever need or circumstance you have. But as was pointed out earlier, it's like a closed Bible. You have to open it and do it to make it most effective. Now, how do we pray? How do you talk to somebody else? The same way. What you're simply doing in prayer is asking God to help assist yourself, others, with your daily lives, with a personal crisis, with an upcoming major event, with conditions in the country. All you have to do is have belief, and most important, trust. You have to believe that God truly answers your prayers. Now, we get confused sometimes because God does things and answers prayers in His time, not in our time. So it causes many people to become frustrated with God. How can God let this happen to me, let this happen to people? We hear that too often. God does answer prayers. He answers all prayers. But God has His plan for us. Prayers give a direct hotline to God to provide Him with additional information, maybe, even though He knows everything. He is omnipotent, of what our concern, what our needs are, what we can do, what we can't do, how we can better help. Prayer allows us to do that. The other thing that prayer does is provide a comfort and a relief for our soul, for our body, and mainly for our spirit. It allows each of us to unburden ourselves and go, as we say in the business world, directly to the source, to get to that bottom line. Prayer is something that we need to do. We need to use much more. Because if we don't do it, it's just like that closed Bible or closed book or anything else. It's not effective. Not as effective. We also have a way called intercessory prayer, where we can pray for others, where we can pray for others who may or may not be able or willing to do it themselves. God hears these prayers too, and will react on them and do them in the same time, in His time, as He does ours. Prayer is for you. Prayer is for me. Prayer is for everyone. Prayer firms up, establishes, is the foundation for our belief. Because it indicates that there is someone greater than us who has the capability to understand things that we are not meant to have the capability to understand or to do. Through prayer, all things are possible. By praying, we make it easier for us to be Christians, for the world to be a better place, and for all of us to live a more Christian life. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank You for all the opportunities that You offer us. We hope that we will take the time to seek Your advantage, to make our wishes and desires known to You, to allow You to come into our hearts and to be part of us as we are part of You. Grant us whatever our wishes may be. Whether they may seem big or small to you, they somehow will fit in your plan, and you will resolve them. Grant us peace and hope and assurance in life everlasting through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.